Blog Talk Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Good afternoon, rodeo fans. That's right. We are back once more for another Making Eight Outreach back on the Ranch Radio Show. We're going to catch you all up on all the rodeo action. But you know what? We need your help catching us up. You know, we've been out on these rodeo roads, been out for the holidays, and, you know, we haven't had the opportunity to get out as much to the rodeos, or we've been covering some of these other events. So we haven't had an opportunity to really get out and cover some of these rodeos that are going across the U.S. We got PBR action. We got PRCA going on, you know, during these last couple of weeks, and we want to hear from you. We want to find out how things are going. If you've had the opportunity to get out to some of these rodeos, we want to know what you think about them. So our phone number is 646-915-9940. We definitely want to hear from you, rodeo fans. Make sure to give us a call. Jump on here and let us know how things are going with you. If you're an athlete, you know, been out on the rodeo road yourself, we want to hear from you. We want to know how things are going in your life and how things are going on the rodeo circuits for you. So, like I said, 646-915-9940 is our call-in number. We'll be happy to sit back and talk some rodeo action with you on MakingEight.com. We're going to slide down, take a short break. When we come back, we're going to start getting into that rodeo action. Rodeo fans, y'all stay tuned. Get a grip with Making Eight.
This is Wrangler National Finals Rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Making8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Making Eight is a winner.
$1 million all on one ride. JW tied me in. Said, make sure you get him right. This is what you've been waiting for all these years. Just before I nodded, he hollered in my ear. another bull ride. No, life ain't easy, so you better hold on tight. Whatever you do, don't let go. It's time to be a cowboy, don't you know?
This is Ross Hill, professional bullfighter, 2008 world champion, Muscle Shoals, Alabama. You're listening to Making8.com, so get a grip.
All right, welcome back, rodeo fans. That's right, you are listening to Making8.com, and we are back on the ranch talking rodeo with you. We want your questions or comments. If you've been out there on the rodeo road, we want to know what's going on in your neck of the woods. 646-915-9940 is our call-in number. You know, we had a great opportunity. We've been really blessed to be out these last couple months, hitting a lot of really good rodeos. Spent the last 4 days out on the rodeo road with some guys. We were down in LaBelle, Florida. Had a great opportunity. Rob Smets brought all the action down there, and we really enjoyed every bit of that. Hopefully you fans did as well. We do have it up. It's not up on the website just yet, but it is on Blog Talk Radio, so you can go back in our archives and pull it up. We will have it on our webpage here in the next day or so. But, you know, I've been so darn busy trying to catch up and get things back organized back home, you know. I'll tell you what, maintaining it, you know, maintaining the home front and being out on the rodeo road is not an easy task, rodeo fans, I got to tell you. But we sure have been blessed and really enjoyed it, you know, really every minute of it. Definitely want to send our congratulations out to Wagner Luciano, the 2009 SSBR champion. Did a fantastic job, having the opportunity to see him ride this weekend, and want to wish him our best. You know, we've had him on Making 8 TV over the weekend, and he had the opportunity to say hi to his family back home, and we definitely enjoyed that. We do apologize. We weren't there for the awards banquet, so that way Wagner's family could see him receive those awards, and we do apologize for that. But rodeo fans, I got to tell you, we did see some great bull riding action. I got to tell you, I was impressed with some of these cowboys from, you know, the Alabama, Tennessee area. We had a couple guys head down this way. We had Lane Hartzog down here, as well as a Wesley Cryer, and both of those guys did a fantastic job. Now, you know, the guy that I was most impressed with was probably Wesley Cryer. And for you rodeo fans that are out there riding, if you're an athlete and you're a bull rider, you definitely have an understanding. But if you're a fan watching, you know, to see a guy that may be a little bit on the heavier side, see a guy that's really thick built, get out there and ride bulls is not an easy task. But Wesley Cryer is one of those guys. I mean, he's not a guy you're going to want to mess with at a bar by any means. He's a pretty big boy, and to see this cowboy get out there and get it done, and I mean, you know, he had a bull that turned back at the latch on the on Saturday night, and I mean, he just got it, and you know, it takes a lot more skill when you're a bigger bull rider like Wesley is, and for him to come out and make the rides that he did this weekend were just fantastic. Really impressed with it, and definitely want to send our congratulations to him. Know that he finished up in the top five, I believe. Actually finished fifth place. But Lane Hartzog and James DeSantos. Now, James has been with the SSBR for quite some time. We saw him ride quite a bit. That cowboy there knows how to ride some bulls. And him and Lane were the only two cowboys to ride all three bulls of the final. So great job for both those guys. Wagner Luciano finished out in third place, Clay McIntyre in fourth, Wesley in fifth. You know, so John Mastrangelo, now this cowboy come down from Georgia, rode down with Alan Pippen. And we know Alan. Alan's been around for a long time. He's been some, you know, we met through a mutual friend and met him out in Vegas, had a great time out there with him. But John Mastrangelo is his traveling partner. And John, one of the fantastic guys, man, come down and made one heck of a good bull ride on Friday night. On a bull, finished second in the overall with a score of 83, and really took it to a bull he called Panda, B-Bar B-Bucking Bulls. And yeah, that was a great job. He was out of shape about three different times, I would say, he was bucked off, but got himself back over center where he needed to be on that bull, and that's not an easy task to do when you're talking about a bull like Panda. And if you don't believe me, you can ask Ricky Ringer that one. Ricky Ringer has had one tough time with that bull, but, you know, John Mastrangelo was able to do it, and definitely send our congratulations. Actually had the opportunity to talk a little bit with John earlier today. He's actually heading out to Oklahoma for the IFR finals. Want to wish him the best of luck out that way. You know, so definitely want to send him our best, and our thoughts are with him as he's traveling down that rodeo road tonight. But, you know, I know he had a great time, and we're going to kind of mess with him here just a little bit. You know, we had some great bands down there playing this weekend. You know, we had Mickey Cash down there in LaBelle, Florida on Thursday night. And then we had Casey Johns down there on Friday and Saturday at the arena playing. And, you know, she kind of did a little bit of serenading to both Alan Pippen and John Mastrangelo. John was there Friday night. Alan got it on Saturday. You know, she kind of sang a love song to them both. And, well, I'll tell you what, John, you couldn't see a guy that had more of a redder face than what John did. I mean, he was just, you know, he was just embarrassed as all get out. But we'll see if we can't carry that on. You know, I know now that Alan went out there on Saturday, he can kind of mess with him just a little bit too. But it was a great time for both those guys. And we had a lot of fun out there with them. So, anyways, rodeo fans, we're going to slide on down, take another rodeo break. When we come back, we definitely want to talk some PBR action with you, PRCA. You know, the Western Stock Show is going off in Denver, Colorado, really now through the rest of the month almost. They got a lot of events going on out there in Denver, and, you know, we want to try to find out about them. If you guys have some insight or want to talk some rodeo, give us a call, 646-915-9940 is our call-in number. We'll be happy to take your call, sit back, and talk some rodeo with you. So, rodeo fans, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is Dusty Tuckness, 2009 NFR Bullfighter, and you're listening to MakingEight.com.
I was snapping out Bronx at the old Flying U at 40 a month of plum good buckaroo. Well, the boss comes around and he says, "Hey, my lad, well, you look pretty good riding horses that's bad. You see, I ain't got no more outlaws to break, but I'll buy you a ticket and I'll give you a stake. It riding them baddens, well, you ain't so slow, and you might do some good at the big rodeo." While they're a-putting the bull in the chute, I'm strapping my spurs to the heels of my boots. I looks that bull over, and to my surprise, well, he's a foot and a half in between his two eyes. On top of his shoulders, he's got a big hump. I cinches my rigging just back of that lump. I lights in his middle, and I lets out a scream. He comes out with a beller, and the rest is a dream. Well, he jumps to the left and he lands towards the right, but I ain't no greenhorn, I'm still sitting tight. The dust starts to fogging right out of his skin. He's waving them horns right under my chin. That sun in his belly, he couldn't be beat. He's a-showing the buzzards the soles of his feet. He's a-dipping so low that my boots fill with dirt. He's a-making a whip of the tail of my shirt. He's a-snapping the buttons right off of my clothes. He's a-bucking and a-bawling and a-blowing his nose. The crowd starts to cheer him on me and that bull. Well, he needed no help. Well, I had my hands full. Then he goes to fence rowing and weaving behind my head. I sort of went blind. He starts in high diving, I lets out a groan. Then we went up together, buddy, come back alone. Up high I turns over and below I can see he's a-pawing up dirt just a-waiting for me. I can picture a grave and a big slab of wood saying, here lies a twister who thought he was good. I know this is something don't seem can be true, but the brand on his hip was a big blind U. When I landed he charged, but I got enough sense to outrun that old bull to a hole in the fence. I dives through that hole and I want you to know I ain't going back to no big rodeo. And straddling them framers, you can bet I'm all through. I'm a sore footing it back to the old flying U.
Hi, this is world champion Rob Smith, and you're listening to Making8.com. Be there, be square.
Up the trailer to the pickup truck and drive off through the night. Truck stop food and crisp ado, yeah, it's big show time. They come rolling in hell bent to win, yeah, they draw a number and wait. I say a prayer, throw their hand in the air, the second they open the gate. Everything's getting faster, faster, the whole world's spinning faster, faster. Hear the crowd screaming faster, faster. Yeah, you better hurry up, you better stitch it up. Yeah. The time don't fly when you're on the ride, counting those seconds down. It seems like two lifetimes when you're bucking and tossing around. But there's a buckle waiting at the end of the night, enough money to make the next show. And a winning day is worth the pain, and even though you're healing slow, everything's faster, the whole world's spinning faster, faster. Hear the crowd screaming faster, faster. Yeah, you better hurry up, you better stitch it up. Hang on, yeah. Hang on. They never stop to take a breath. They just try to keep up the pace.
I'm rocking Robbie Hodges, Coors Man in the Can, and you're listening to Making8.com.
All right, welcome back, rodeo fans. That's right, it's Making8, and we are back on the ranch talking rodeo with you. Just getting some info down the line. We got one of our good buddies out there in Colorado right now, Carl Nance. We know he's listening in, want to say hey to him, but he's been sending us some updates on what's been happening with the Western Stock Show, so we're going to get right down to it, talk a little bit about it. If you guys have questions or comments, 646-915-9940 is our call-in number. We'd be happy to talk some rodeo with you, find out what we can about what's going on in your area. But they had a PRCA event going on the 9th, and out there, I believe it was a two-day performance, and you know, they had a great time from what it looks like. Ryan Gray and Bobby Mode are the ones that are taking a bareback right now. I mean, those guys are just hot, and they're looking to get some points to get them back to finals this year. So, you know, looks like Ryan Gray went 86 on Calgary's Pagan Warrior, which definitely was a good rodeo. I know that we've seen Pagan Warrior at the Wrangler National Finals this year in Vegas, but Casey Harmon won the looks like he won the steer wrestling with a 6.9 time. Then we got the team roping. We got Driggers and Plyer took that event. We got the saddle bronc, Jesse Cruz, and Jace Garrett went 81 and a third is what the score is coming in. 81.3 is what we're getting there. And calf roping and Judd Newotney, I hope I said that right, with a 9.1. Took that event. Lacey Wilson took the barrels, and Kelly Yates came in second. Or Kaylee Yates came in second. So good job for those cowgirls. And then the bull riding was Will Farrell went 91 on Hot Diggity Dam, and Tater Hens went 78 and a third. So definitely look to send congratulations out to all those performers in the PRCA event. Their second performance was on the 10th, and Ryan Gray and Bobby Mote took the bareback. I mean, they went 1-2 again. Our bull riding went to Wade Payne with 80 on Haller's Velvet. So good job for those guys. And we're not going to try to run down with some of the other events, but if you want to talk about them, give us a call, 646-915-9940. Now, they did have their first performance on the 11th, which was yesterday, of the PBR, believe it was a Challenger Tour that was going on out there. Ruben Yahtzee took 90 points on Rockface. Ned Cross went 88.5 on Buffalo Hump, and Cord McCoy went 88 on Black Magic. Now, that is one ranked bull. We've seen him in the PBR finals. Black Magic is definitely one that you know, that you would want to get on. Cord McCoy taking 88 on him, but believe there's only 15 out of 45 that actually rode their bulls, so they definitely had the stock down there this weekend. You know, it was a great time down there. Now, if you had the opportunity to watch the PBR Bill Ford Tough Series this weekend when they were in New York, I'll tell you what, that was one of the most impressive things I've ever seen. We got back from LaBelle this weekend and got home just in time to turn it on I believe it was on NBC. And let me tell you, rodeo fans, we saw one of the most dedicated bull riders make one of the most aggressive bull rides I've ever seen. It wasn't pretty, and he didn't score a lot of points for it, but he scored points, and he got it done. I mean, this guy had no quit in him whatsoever. J.B. Mooney is who we're talking about. If you had an opportunity to see this ride, this guy was literally up underneath the bull with his free hand out, refusing to touch that bull, and had his hand in that rope so tight he refused to let go and actually made the whistle. And he did this for almost 2 seconds. He was up underneath the bull. I don't know what the exact time was. Weren't able to see the clock there. But, man, what an impressive ride. I've never seen somebody with that much determination refuse to go down, being hung up underneath that bull like he was, as he was being brought down on the side of that bull, just absolutely refused to let go. Very impressive. Got to tip your hat to J.B. Mooney for making that happen. I mean, that just there, that shows a lot of grit and a lot of try from any cowboy. And, you know, he's definitely setting the example. I mean, I was just really impressed to see that. So, you know, if you guys have questions or comments about it, rodeo fans, feel free to give us a call, 646-915-9940. Be happy to talk a little bit about it. We're not getting any calls coming in just yet, so we're going to slide on down, take another short break, rodeo fans. You know, we want to know what's going on in your area, so make sure to give us a call, 646-915-9940. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.
BJ Carter, and y'all are listening to MakingEight.com.
Go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. With gates come open and they let in the crowd. It's time to step up and start knocking them down. When the clock hits zero, I'm gonna be the hero of life. For infamy is my destiny. I got my teeth knocked out, it didn't stop me, did it? I caught myself on fire, it didn't scare me, did it? I got myself walked off, stomped and couldn't win it. Got myself back up, bent down, and go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. Go ahead and say I'm wrong. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. I'm grinding gears in a Chevy like Junior on Sunday, and I'm gonna wear the crown till you take it from me. 8 seconds, you know it's really rough when we ride. Going hard out the chute like I'm Justin McBride or Rob Coleman. Cowboys ain't never about folding. Too busy living life, all out for the moment. Parks Bonifay couldn't see me on a wakeboard. Tony Hawk shivering since I got my skateboard. Go ahead. So go ahead. So go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I think it's serious, it's time to get it on. The opposition shows up and starts running the mouth. It's time to suit up and show them what it's about. All eyes are on me, it'll never make me nervous. I'll be as cool as a Sunday morning service. I got my teeth knocked out, it didn't stop me, did it? I caught myself on fire, it didn't scare me, did it? I got myself barked off, stomped and couldn't win it. I got myself back up, bear down and go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on.
This is Brian Corson, and you listen to Making8.com.
All right, welcome back, Rodeo fans. We're back for another hour and a half or so. We got the phone lines open, 646-915-9940. We don't hear from you. We're going to break down a little early, but we definitely want to sit back and talk some rodeo with you. So, rodeo fans, make sure to get on the horn, give us a call. Let's talk some rodeo. But just getting more word that from Colin Nance, our buddy out there in Colorado, want to definitely say thanks to him for sending us the info. But, you know, he's it looks like there's a 23-day event going on, or 23 more days, not sure which one. But got to tell you, you know, they've got a lot of action. PRCA's got a lot of stuff going on. I believe the PRCA's or the PBR's got two more events going on down there as well. So really excited about it. You know, that's definitely the place to be. Wish we could make it out there to Colorado. But then again, you know, we've had so much cold weather down here, it kind of feels like we're in Colorado. So, you know, definitely, you know, wouldn't look forward to that cool weather being out there. But definitely want to wish all those guys well out there. If you want more information about the National Western Stock Show, you can check out www.nationalwestern.com. And there's more information there for it. And you guys can keep up with all the events going on and the results as well. So just getting more word from Carl down there. Boy, he just keeps feeding us information. But it looks like there's two performances in a day, and it started on the 9th and then runs through the 24th. So there's a lot of rodeo action going on in Denver, Colorado this week, you know, the rest of this month. So, you know, it's a good opportunity to get down and find out what's going on and get out to a good rodeo. But anyhow, rodeo fans, you know, we got those phone lines open. Jump on the horn. Give us a call, 646-915-9940. You know, it's kind of short notice we put this thing together, but, you know, we just got so excited, so wrapped up about what's been going on with rodeo. And, you know, we want to let you all know what's going on with Making 8, too. You know, of course, we've been getting out doing some of the arena announcing out at these rodeos. We've been doing some youth rodeos and really, you know, enjoying ourselves with that. It's been a great opportunity for Making 8 Outreach and for myself to be out there And, you know, who knows where it's going to go down this rodeo road, you know? I mean, we've got, you know, our video broadcasting that we're doing now. We're trying to fine-tune that, get that beefed up just a little bit so these, you know, these video feeds look a lot better. But, you know, I'll tell you what, we had a lot of fun with it this weekend. Got to talk to some really good cowboys down there. Had JoJo Sullivan on with us. BJ Carter, of course, that guy loves to talk, you know, and he'll talk about anything bull riding at any time. And, I mean, you can stop him anywhere. He'll sit back and talk some bull riding with you. So, you know, I want to thank BJ for jumping on there with us and breaking things down, talking with us. But, you know, we had a lot of good guys. Of course, we had Rob Smets on there with us, and then we had Ross Hill. Now, Ross is putting together a show for us. You're going to be able to hear it right here on Making8.com. So, rodeo fans, not going to want to miss that opportunity. Stay tuned with us. You can check out the Ross Hill Hour. That'll be brought to you by Making8.com. We'll be happy to bring all the action to you. And you know what? I'm almost nervous to see what he's going to have in store. I'm telling you, it's going to be exciting. I mean, this guy here loves to talk, and he will talk anything. I mean, he'll talk politics. He'll give you his point of view on everything. So, you know, I don't know if you listened to our shows earlier or later on in the late part of the year when we were talking about gearing up, going out to the Thunder Equa Games. But, you know, we had him and Rob Smets both on. And between the two of them, you know, myself and, you know, one of the other guys that jumped on there with us, we couldn't get a word in edgewise. And we couldn't talk at all because those guys just went back and forth. And Ross Hill, same way, man. That guy just loves to talk. And we have a great time with him. Every time we get together, you know, we've just had so much fun with him. He's just a great guy to be around. A lot of energy, really enthusiastic. And, you know, not only is he the 2009 and 2008 freestyle bullfighting champion, but he is also one heck of a great protection bullfighter. Saw him this weekend out there. Him, Weasel Forrest, Chris Weasel Forrest, and John Copsey did a fantastic job out there with the protection bullfighting. You know, seen some guys go down, see some guys get hung up, and those guys were all over it, you know. There's a reason why they take the best to the finals, and they definitely did this weekend. You know, they pulled the best out and got them down there for that performance. So definitely tip our hats to all three of those guys out there for doing a fantastic job with those guys. But rodeo fans, we'd love to hear from you. 646-915-9940. We're going to slide on down, take another short break. Rodeo fans, play some more rodeo tunes. You guys stay tuned. You're listening to Making8.com.
Faded old blue Wranglers, dusty cowboy hat, pair of scuffed up boots upon your feet, can of pork and beans that you open with your knife. It ain't much, but it's all you've got to eat. You think of what your daddy said, if your money should run low, just call, I'll send you bus fare to come home. But you're just too proud to take it, and home won't be the same. Now you've had a taste of rodeo. You set out on the road to seek your boyhood dreams, satisfy that hunger in your soul. You wouldn't turn back now, even if you could. You were born to follow rodeo. All your money's gone, except the $20 bill. But that's your fees to enter old Cheyenne. And all that's in your favor is you and your tribe, and a deep, gnawing, desperate need to win. As you step out on the highway with your thumb up in the air, in your mind the promise has been made. If this way of life don't kill you, or you don't starve to death, you swear you'll be the champion someday. You set out on the road to seek your boyhood dreams, to satisfy that hunger in your soul. You wouldn't turn back now, even if you could. You were born to follow rodeo. cowboy hat and pair of scuffed up boots upon your feet. Can of pork and beans that you open with your knife. It ain't much, but it's all you got to eat. There's a silence on the prairie that a man can't help but feel. Shadows growing longer now, nipping at my heels. I know that soon that old four lane that runs beneath my wheels will take me home to my sweet Wyoming home. I headed down the road last summer with a few good friends of mine. They all hit the money low, I didn't make a dime. The entry fees, they took my dough. The traveling took my time. And I'm headed home to my sweet Wyoming home. Watch the moon smiling in the sky on a tune. A prairie lullaby. Hear the wind. An old coyote's cry. Song of home. Sweet Wyoming home. Now the rounders, they all wish you luck when they know you're in a jam. But your money's riding on the bull and he don't give a damn. Well, there's shows in all the cities. Cities turn your heart to clay. Takes all the man can muster just to try and get away. The songs I'm used to hearing ain't the kind the jukebox play. And I'm headed home. My sweet Wyoming home. Well, I've always loved the riding. There ain't nothing quite the same. Another year might bring the luck, the winning of the game. But there's a magpie on a fence rail. He's calling out my name and he calls me home to my sweet Wyoming home. Watch the moon smiling in the sky on the tune. A prairie lullaby. Hear the wind. An old coyote. It's a song of home, a sweet Wyoming home.
All right, welcome back, rodeo fans. That's right, got to play the Ladue for you. You know, we're really enjoying it. But, hey, it looks like we're starting to get some callers down there. 646-915-9940. See if we can slide down and talk some rodeo. Megan 8 Radio. Hello? Hello? Well, may just be a fan wanting to tune in and check out, find out what's going on. So, hey, that's all right, rodeo fans. We'll see if we can't get in the call back. But, hey, we're really enjoying ourselves down here. Now, we are getting more reports from some of these guys down here. You know, got to thank Carl Nance. He's really doing some work for us out there while he's actually out at work out there in Colorado. But just sent us a day sheet for tonight's draw. And, you know, I just scanning down it, happened to see a guy or two that I might recognize. We just saw this guy ride this past weekend at the LaBelle, Florida. Clay McIntyre's actually matched up tonight on a bull they call Moonshine out there at the Western Stock Show in Denver, Colorado. And let me tell you, he got a little bit of traveling money to get out there with. He did a fantastic job this weekend. I believe he rode 2 out of 3 bulls this weekend. So congratulations to Clay, and want to wish him the best of luck the rest of this weekend out there at the PBR Challenger Series Tour. You know, we may see this joker up in the PBR Tour, in the Bill Ford Tough Series before too long. This guy's you know, he's definitely got what it takes to be out there. He's been showing it all year. Really come around, you know, won the Fort Myers event with the Southern States Bull Riding this past year we were out there for. And, you know, this guy knows how to get it done. So, you know, definitely want to wish him well as well out there. Just looking at some of the matchups down there, though, they've got some great ones. You know, we've got a lot of top-notch riders that are going to be out there. You know, we got guys from Brendan Clark and Chris Shivers, and of course, we got Clay McIntyre from right here in Zophel Springs, Florida. We got Sean Willingham from Georgia coming out there. You know, those guys have got some good bulls. They've got some good matchups. You know, we got Shane Proctor. He's going to be matched up on a bull they call Geronimo. Like to see what he's got for him out there. But, you know, they just coming down here looking through, scanning, checking out some of these matchups. Now, rodeo fans, if you've had an opportunity to see what the matchups are for tonight's event, want to talk about some of the bulls or, you know, some of the bull riders out there, give us a call, 646-915-9940. Just looking through here, though, I think one of the biggest bulls that are going to be down there that I like personally, Wiley Peterson's going to be on. It's a bull they call All In, and that's from Chad Berger, of course. And, you know, that's going to be a nice little matchup. Look forward to that. But there are so many good matchups down there this weekend. You know, those guys are definitely going to have their work cut out for them. But we'll have to get the results, put on another Back on the Ranch show so we can sit back and talk about it with you. So, rodeo fans, we're going to slide on down. Looks like we may have a caller back on the air, see if we can't get through to him there. Making 8 Radio.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, this is Scotty, the rodeo clown, Wyoming, calling you out of Kansas City, Missouri tonight. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great, Scotty. How are you?
Oh, doing all right. Kind of waiting for my season to get started. Trying to get all the bookings and stuff lined out for the year. And just kind of was listening to your report there about some of the matchups that's going on in that PBR event. And I don't know, Shane Proctor and Geronimo sounds pretty good to me, but that All-In matchup, you know, you got to like those bull riding possibilities that could go 92 or better.
Oh, absolutely. Those right there, I think, are, you know, some of the best bulls, and they're going to certainly, you know, put the points up for the bull side of it. It's going to be up to the riders to stay on for that 8 seconds and make a good bull ride to get that score. But I'll tell you what, either one of those guys definitely have a chance to do it, you know. But they've got so much talent down there, you know. You know, they've got Rocky McDonald, all the guys that are up on the Bill Ford Series. Cody Lostrow is down there. Pistol Robinson, you know, these are some great guys down there with a lot of talent. And, you know, I think that those guys, one of those guys can certainly win the round.
Yeah, it's kind of like a dance partner. Whatever one happens to step to the beat the best probably is the one that's going to step off the floor with the prize money.
Yeah, you're right about that. So, Scotty, tell us a little bit about yourself, man. You know, what have you been out doing? And, I mean, you know, you just working a barrel, or what's going on with you?
Oh, I'm a full-time professional fighting man, working out of the Kansas City area. I will go anywhere. I've been in the rodeo industry this is my 36th year. This coming up August will be 37 years. Rough stock hand and bullfighter, and then moved in as a funny man.
Okay.
But love my life. We've raised 4 kids in this industry, and I wouldn't have it any other way.
Yes, sir, you're right. I've got 3 of them myself, and just being around the rodeo, you know, I mean, it's just great. It's a great atmosphere. It's a big family-oriented, you know, business, and, you know, it's a good way to raise kids. It's a good place to raise your kids around. You know, it teaches them really a lot about life, and you know, that's one of the things that we really enjoy. But, you know, I got to tell you, Scott, you know, there's a lot of rodeos out there, and we want to get these fans to get out there and fill these seats, man, just so they can be entertained by guys like yourself out there. You know, that's really, you know, what it comes down to, is the entertainment industry anymore. But, you know, these cowboys that get out there and do it week in and week out, they absolutely love it, man. It's a good lifestyle.
And this week, there's one probably close to your door about anywhere you live. Stock show's going on. The IPRA National Finals is going on in Oklahoma City. And then a Challenger event in San Antonio this weekend. I mean, there's all kinds of places where you can have an excellent time. And
yes.
In a good, safe environment full of all kinds of excitement and all kinds of wonder. There's no other sport like rodeos or bull riding. There just isn't. I've met some of the most talented people in the world underneath cowboy hats. And it's a blessing every time I get a chance to step out into the arena and those folks allow me to be a part of it.
Yeah, I would certainly agree with you, Scotty. We've enjoyed being out there. You know, I mean, we had the opportunity to go all the way out to Vegas and do a performance with Rob Smets, and when he did his the Rob Smets Invitational for the Bullfighting Challenge, that was actually my first event being able to watch a live bullfight going on, a freestyle bullfighting championship. And, you know, that was really one of the most impressive things to see. You know, those guys that go in there to do the freestyle bullfighting. Yeah, I just rode bulls, you know, and I didn't do it long enough to really get an understanding of those bullfighters, man. I respect every one of them for the job they did and the protection, but to get out there and freestyle with these guys and have fun with them, man, you talk about some work. And you know, we had a great time with it. You know, it really is, though. You know, I mean, from Florida to California, man, it's just a great place to be, and there's enough of them going on out there that any one of these fans can find a rodeo on a weekend.
We're in the processes right now. You were talking about the incredible work of the freestyle bullfighters. We're in the processes right now of coming up with a totally new approach to pointing out the abilities that these bullfighters have, and it'll be a team concept, but they're protection matches that are quite unlike anything that's ever been seen before. And I can't let too much out on it right now, but we're in the processes right now of trying to get some events developed, and as soon as we get this thing a little closer to the fire, we'll darn sure get back on the air and let you know about it.
Yes, sir. Hey, Scotty, make sure you do that. We definitely want to we want to get the word out about these different types of events that are going on, and we'll be happy to sit back and you know, talk about them with you. So when you guys get those on the plate, you know, definitely give us a shout. We definitely want to hear about it. And we'll try to work our way out, see if we can't even bring that action live to the fans at home, too. We'll do a broadcast of it. But
that would be wonderful to have you guys join us.
Absolutely, Scotty. Well, stay in touch with us. Now, do you have a website or anything like that where some of the fans can go check out any of your acts or where you're going to be?
I'm a secret clown. If they're Facebook members,
uh-huh.
They can join my site there. We're not on the web yet. We're working on it, but
okay.
We've got almost 1,200 friends on Facebook now, from across the United States and the world, and we try to keep our friends posted there, and that's what folks are, you know. I'm really fortunate. I get to mess with everybody in the audience at one point during the evening. And I've been really blessed. I've met a lot of folks in the bleachers that are friends of mine just all over the world. And I just don't know how I've been lucky enough to have such a life. But sometimes God puts the cookies on the lower shelf, if you know what I mean.
Yes, sir, I do. I would agree with you there. Well, I'll tell you what, Scotty, we certainly appreciate you calling in, and make sure you stay tuned with us and let us know what's going on in your area. We definitely want to talk about it, but
sure
definitely
enough.
Appreciate you calling. We look forward to talking to you again.
All right, thank you.
All right, Scotty. All right, rodeo fans, 646-915-9940. That's our call-in number. We'll be happy to sit back and talk some rodeo with you. We're going to slide on down, take another short break. Rodeo fans, phone lines are open. Make sure to jump on the horn and give us a call. Well, you will stay, y'all stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Who was once a bull-hooking son of a gun? Now who keeps a pike hid out behind shoot number one? Who was riding high till a pretty girl rode him to the ground? Any kid knows where to find me. I'm Bandy the Rodeo Clown. In the riding and the roping, I was closing in on number one. Dreams at night I ride on that silver saddle I never won. Since she left me the whiskey takes me to the rodeo.
the cowboys think I'm handy.
I'm Bandy the rodeo clown.
I could ride them all. The bulls in the Bronx knew I was boss. But the ride that woman took me on broke a whole lot more than this old cowboy's bones. While the tears on my makeup melts my painted smile into a frown. The crowd thinks I'm a dandy.
I'm Bandy the rodeo clown.
I could ride them all. The bulls and the Bronx knew I was boss. But the ride that woman took me on broke a whole lot more than this old cowboy's bones. While the tears on my makeup melts my painted smile into a frown. The crowd thinks I'm a dandy.
I'm Bandy the rodeo clown.
All right, welcome back, rodeo fans. That's right, you're listening to MakingEight.com. We are back on the ranch talking rodeo with you. 646-915-9940 is our call-in number. We'll be happy to sit back and talk some rodeo with you. That last song there definitely went out to Scotty and all the other bullfighters and the funny men that are out there doing their job, you know, making these shows happen, really entertaining the crowd. We definitely want to wish them well as all. You know, they're kind of the unsung heroes. You know, they get out there and step in the arena with these bulls and these animals. And not only do they have to watch what's going on with the event, but they also have to make sure that the crowd is entertained and having a good time. So we definitely want to thank them for the job that they do. And certainly the guys that we had down there in LaBelle, Florida this weekend, and Ross Hill and Chris Weasel Forrest and you know, John Copty, they did such a fantastic job. It was really impressive to watch those guys. But, hey, you know, it's just another day at the office for them. And, of course, Rob Smets being out there in the arena as well, you know, he's definitely one worth watching. If you have an opportunity to see him, you definitely want to get him booked to one of your events down there. He is just a fantastic announcer. You know, he brings it to you live. He brings it to you real. He's not going to hold anything back. He calls it for what it is. And, you know, he makes everybody there that in that arena step up their A game, whether you're a bullfighter or a bull rider. You know, he will put it on you. He puts the pressure on to make sure you're out there doing the job that you need to do. And, you know, he will step in there bring that action to you. We really enjoyed being a part of him and having him around us. You know, he's such a legend in the sport of rodeo. And, you know, it's just been real nice to have that company and to be surrounded by folks like him. And, you know, speaking of folks like him, I mean, there are so many guys. You know, we had Rockin' Robbie Hodges down here, also had him out in Vegas. You know, that's one good entertainer there. We had Dusty Tuckness co-hosting the show with us this year, was at the NFR competing there as a protection bullfighter. And, you know, of course, his dad was down there, Timber Tuckness, was in the barrel with Robbie Hodges. And I say not in the barrel at the same time with Robbie Hodges. Don't get the wrong idea, rodeo fans. But they alternated jumping in the barrel and had a great time with it. And we certainly enjoyed their shows and being entertained by those guys. And, you know, like I said, there's definitely more to it than just entertaining the crowd. You know, those guys are out there to step in and help out those bullfighters. If they get hung up or if they get tangled up with a bull, you know, those guys do a fantastic job, and we really appreciate the work that they do for us. So definitely want to say thank you, guys. But 646-915-9940, rodeo fans, we're looking to take your calls. Make sure you get on the horn with us. If you don't, we're going to sit back and play some more rodeo music, let you all be entertained that way. Nobody wants to sit up here and hear me talking all night long. You know, we definitely want to bring you the action. So get on the horn, give us a call, 646-915-9940. Y'all stay tuned, rodeo fans. We'll be right back.
Someone's trying to ride me. Tighten up the ropes, they don't know what's inside me. Little Yellow Jacket is my name, and hurting cowboys is why I came. I rode in on a trailer out from Arizona. Whoever's up next, I'm gonna put it on you. I'll buck them all off in no time flat, and shake them off my back and stomp the cowboy hat. I buck them all off in no time flat, and shake them off my back and stomp the cowboy hat.
Get off my back, boy, you on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy, you on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy, you on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy, you on your back, back.
I'm drooling out my nose and digging in the dirt. Now I'm thinking about the next cowboy I'm gonna knock down. I'm reindeer dipping, ain't no Christmas coming early. Heard you riding good, but that really don't concern me. I rode in on a trailer out from Arizona. Whoever's up next, I'm gonna put it on you. I'll buck them all off in no time flat, and shake them off my back and stomp the cowboy hat. I'll buck them all off in no time flat, and shake them off my back and stomp the cowboy hat.
Get off my back, boy, you on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy, you on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy, you on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy, you on your back, back, back.
On a trailer out from Arizona. Whoever's up next, I'm gonna put it on you. I'll buck them all off in no time flat, and shake them off my back and stomp the cowboy hat. I'll buck them all off in no time flat, and shake them off my back and stomp the cowboy hat.
Get off my back, boy, you on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy, you on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy, you on your back, boy. Get off my back, boy, you on your back, back. On your back, back.
This is Ross Hill, professional bullfighter, 2008 world champion, Muscle Shoals, Alabama. You're listening to Making8.com, so get a grip.
All right, welcome back, rodeo fans. That's right, you're listening to Making8.com, and we are back on the ranch talking rodeo with you. You know what? We need to update that deal, actually. We're going to have to get Ross Hill again. Now, we know he's going to be starting the Ross Hill Hour here coming up shortly, but, you know, he's not only the 2008 World Freestyle Bullfighting Champion, but he's also 2009 now. So, you know, hey, we got to sit back and update the Making 8 broadcast here. But 646-915-9940 is our call-in number. We definitely want to talk some rodeo with you. Jump on the horn and give us a call. We'll be happy to sit back and talk about rodeos anywhere going on. Now, I will tell you, we got a lot of guys that are out there that are listening in and want to say hey to them. Definitely want to thank Carl Nance for jumping out there and giving us some of the info on the Western Stock Show. And, you know, we look forward to hopefully getting him on the air here shortly. We actually know he's working, so he's trying to do his deal. And, you know, we definitely hope to cut in with him here momentarily. So we'll see if we can't jump on there and say hey to him here shortly. But rodeo fans, like I said, these phone lines are open. You know, we want to talk about anything that's going on in your area. You know, that's what our Back on the Ranch shows are. They're opened up for you to get out there and maybe promote yourself or promote the association that you're with. You know, we want to sit back and hear from you. You know, we want to know your opinions about different things. If you guys have questions or comments about certain ideas or things going on within rodeo, we definitely want to talk about it. 646-915-9940. Get out there and give us a call. We'll be happy to sit back and talk some rodeo with you. Yeah, I got to tell you, you know, like I said, we were talking earlier, you know, Making 8 has been out. We've been doing some of these live arena announcing deals. You know, it's just an opportunity, another door for us to open up. You know, we've got these live broadcasts that we've been doing, the video broadcasting on Making 8 TV. You can check out some of our clips. You know, some of them are a little rough around the edges there. You know, but we had some great after parties and things like that that were going on. Now, when we started things off down there on Thursday night. We were able to see Mickey Cash, and we want to thank her for allowing us the opportunity to broadcast, you know, her action. And hopefully, you know, rodeo fans, if you have not sat back and listened to her, you really need to get over there on Making 8 TV. We also have a link up to her website on making8.com, so you can check out some of her music there. That little girl can sing, and, you know, we were really impressed with her. She is just one heck of a nice woman, and good to be around. She's good to be around rodeos, and she really looks forward to it, you know, so we look forward to seeing her out there, you know, performing at these events live, and we look forward to helping her get out there and possibly even do that. So, you know, just another opportunity there. And then we had Casey Johns down there. Of course, you know, Facebook, it really, you know, like Scotty was saying just a little bit ago, you know, that's a great way to stay in touch. And we certainly do that with all the Making 8 fans. You know, we try to stay in touch with all of them and, you know, bring you all the action. You know, we do a lot of promotion stuff there on Facebook. And, you know, we've got a lot of fans out there. We certainly enjoy every one of you. And, you know, it's a good way to keep in contact. Just we're able to add Casey Johns out there. She's got a website as well. We look forward to getting her website up on ours and working more with her, too, because, you know, she can really play the guitar. And she's a lot of fun to be around as well. So, you know, we've had a great opportunity to have some great bands down there, watch some great bull riding action. Bullfighters did a fantastic job. You know, so just that's what it's all about, you know, rodeo fans just getting out there. Now, the weather was brutal. I mean, I don't know how a lot of these fans were able to make it through these events. It was so downright cold. But let me tell you, they were there. They were there to cheer on these cowboys, and they were there to be entertained. And I believe they got their money's worth. If you bought a ticket for it, I don't think you were disappointed by any means. You know, just being down there and having the atmosphere of Rob Smets and all that. So, hey, looks like we got another caller. We're going to slide on down, see if we can't say hey to him. Making 8 Radio.
Hey, Scott, it's Carl. How's it going, buddy?
Oh, it's going all right, Carl. No, we've been waiting on your call, man. You're kind of short for time, but you were just telling me there a little bit ago on Facebook you have a funny story to tell about either last night's or tonight's performance. What do you have, man?
Yeah, I guess last night they had some good bullfighting and all that good action. They had one guy decided he wanted to have a little bit too much Jack Daniels, jumped the fence and ran right past Flint through the arena, and then jumped up on the other side of the fence right into a cop's arms.
Oh, man. Well, I'll tell you what. You know, you get them at every sporting event, and rodeo's just another one of them, man. Those guys jumping the fence, got to run out there. They get that liquid courage in them, you know. But I'll tell you what.
That's not even the best one.
Well, what's the best one?
Okay, they had, you know, they split the arena for the bull riding deals.
Right.
And I guess they had about 20 or 30 people standing on that other side of the arena, and one of Chad's bulls decided he wanted to jump that fence, and, you know, really, who's going to tell the bull no?
Ooh.
And I guess three of the girls decided it was a good idea to run in towards the arena, and so the bullfighters had to, you know, leave the bull and go take care of them.
Wow. That's interesting there. Well, I'll tell you what, you'll see anything out there, these rodeos, you know, by all means. And I'll tell you what, we've had a couple of close calls ourselves, you know. I mean, there was some times out there in Vegas where, you know, you'd see those bulls jump the fences or try to jump the fences out there. Fortunately, there were no spectators around in that area, but there's a lot of behind-the-scenes guys that I think that they'd have filled their drawers, man, if that bull had made it over.
Yes, sir. And then, you know, of course, Flint, you know, coming right into the story here, he decided that he was just going to drop a one-liner and say, hey, it looks like the bulls are sorting people now, so.
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, I'll tell you what.
All right,
know,
buddy.
Hey,
well, I better get on back to work.
All right, Carl. Well, hey, we appreciate you calling, buddy. We look forward to talking to you here shortly.
All right. Have a good one.
You too. All right, guys, there you have it, Carl Nance, calling in from Colorado, giving us an update on what's going on with the PBR out there, the National Western Stock Show. You know, it looks like they're having a great time, and I'll tell you what, I wouldn't want to be anywhere near that arena when them bulls try jumping up over the fences, man. They are not easy to mess around with. But you know what's more entertaining now? You see those spectators out there, you get that liquid courage in them. You know, it's one thing to run across the field when there's a bunch of big football players, but when you're doing it when there's a bull in the arena, that ain't real smart. I'll tell you what, one day it's going to catch up with them and they're going to feel it. There's no doubt about it. But definitely want to thank Carl for calling in and giving us an update there. You know, he's such a great guy. We've had an opportunity to talk with him for a long time now on Facebook and keep up with him, and good to have him on the line with us. But all right, rodeo fans, we're breaking things down. 646-915-9940. We want to sit back and talk some more rodeo action with you. Give us a call. We're going to slide on now, take another short break, rodeo fans. Listen to some good bull riding country music. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I'm rocking Robbie Hodges, Coors Man in the Can, and you're listening to Makin8.com.
Get ready, because we're coming at you with the Rob Smets Show on Makin8.com.
There's a great American hero we all look up to. When the times are hard and chips are down, he knows just what to do. Now a cowboy's got a set of rules that he lives by day to day. If you ask for his advice, he'll more than likely say, if it's a fence, mend it. If it's a dollar bill, spend it. or it burns a hole down in them jeans. If it's a load, truck it. If it's a punch, duck it. If she's a lady, treat her like a queen. That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it. It's in the way he lives his life and the songs he sings. That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it. He's got a simple solution just about anything. If it's a job, do it. Put your back into it. Cause a little bit of dirt's gonna wash off them drains. If it's a horse, ride it. If it hurts, hide it. Dust yourself off, get back on again. That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it. It's in the way he lives his life and the songs he sings. That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it. He's got a simple solution for just about anything. An old cowboy and a young buckaroo were working, riding fence. The old hand was testing the kid on his skills and his common sense. He said, son, if you've seen three men in a pickup, dressed alike from boots to hat, could you tell which one was the real cowboy just from where he sat? The kid scratched his head a while and then he said, well, just ain't no way to know. The old hand grinned and then he said, kid, you still got a ways to go. The real cowboy's the one in the middle. He ain't there just by fate. Cause first, he don't have to drive, and then he don't have to mess with the gate. That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it. It's in the way he lives his life and the songs he sings. That's cowboy logic. Every cowboy's got it. He's got a simple solution for just about anything. He's got a simple solution for just about anything.
All right, welcome back, rodeo fans. That's right, you're listening to MakingHay.com, and we are back on the ranch talking rodeo with you. We want to hear your stories. We're breaking things down. If we don't hear from you shortly, we're going to break off and get off the air here. We got a lot of stuff we got to do. We got kids. We got to get up, round up, head to school tomorrow in the morning. But, hey, we really enjoyed the time. We want to thank all the callers for calling in. Thank Carl and Scotty from out west, you know, giving us a shout. We definitely want to do that more often, you know, if y'all have the opportunity. We definitely want to hear from you. That's what this show is about right here. You know, when we get an opportunity to sit back on the ranch and, you know, talk rodeo, that's what it's about, you know. I mean, having guys like Scotty calling in and letting us know what he thinks, what's going on in his area, you know, we want all the guys to do that. So definitely thank y'all for calling in and definitely enjoyed the opportunity to sit back and talk some rodeo with y'all back on the ranch here tonight. And hopefully we'll do it again next week, you know, and, you know, believe it's going to be next Tuesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We'll break it on down again, talk a little bit about the PBR, see if we can't catch up on what's going on at the National Western Stock Show in Denver, Colorado going on this week. You know, they got Built Ford Tough Series events going on. They got things going on all over the place. So, rodeo fans, y'all stay tuned. You know, we're going to be out getting out. I believe we're actually going to be heading out and looking to move here within the next couple of weeks, so not sure what that's going to do for our Back on the Ranch shows, but, you know, we certainly look forward to that, getting back out in the country a little bit, you know, living in this city, such a hard life. So, anyhow, I want to thank you rodeo listeners for tuning in tonight, and make sure you check us out next week. Make sure you check out all of MakingHay.com, and if you're interested in having us come out and do a broadcast for you, maybe doing a special show for you if you want to have your own show on MakingHay.com. Definitely get in contact with us during the week. Our number's posted on our contact page. You can always give us a call there. We're on Facebook. You know, be happy to get in contact with you and give you more information on what we can do for you. You know, we've got Making 8 TV now. We can do live video broadcasts. You know, shoot, we can even break down to a little arena announcer for you. So, you know, we bring a lot to the table, and there's a lot to offer through Making8.com. So I want to thank all our listeners for tuning in tonight. Make sure you check us out next week as we'll be back on the ranch talking more rodeo with you. Until then, rodeo fans, y'all get a grip, get explosive with Making8.com.
Got bucked off and stalled in Albuquerque tonight, and all the money I let slip away is still on my mind. I hope I can make it up to Reno by next Friday night, but I ain't so sure, 'cause the bill's been piling up way too high. So tonight I'm going out and drinking and hanging out with my friends, and this Sonny Leopard playing the after party again. Well, I can't be down. Corey Rash held on the cash for a good ride, and Pandora's box lost the fight with Tater Porter tonight, and that Bull Kid Rock was no match for Justin McBride, and old Ross Coleman finally rode Blueberry. Heart's girlfriend sang the Star Spangled Banner. With his troughs clear, got him standing for a hometown Louisiana crowd. And Sean Willingham's blue chaps represent the old dirty South. So tonight, we'll be right back.
This is Wrangler National Finals rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Makin8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Makin8 is a winner.